Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
You're back in the Veritex Community.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, hour number two. Headlines, well, not much from yesterday unless you're a Masters fan. And I'm a Masters fan. Justin Rose played great, great, great. Scottie Scheffler was really, really – I mean, you got some big names at the top of the leaderboard, so that's good stuff. Justin Rose always plays great.
Who are your any big surprises for you?
Any big surprises for me? Well, Lucas didn't play well, but I'm kind of dumb. I was a kind of a dumb pick because Lucas hits the ball right to left. And this is a left-to-right course.
I already knew that. Why I disregarded that when you said that.
Yeah.
Lucas is clever. That's stupid.
Lucas is really, really good. He's playing great, but this course just doesn't suit him. Well, it was a little surprising that Nick Dunlap shot 90. He is the third player in Masters history under the age of 50 to shoot 90 or higher in a round. Charlie Kunkel and Frank Suchak in 1956 and 1954 were under 50, and they shot 95 and 90.
That's the last time it happened?
Yeah.
Ooh.
A player under 50 shot 90.
Wow. That doesn't sound like that's very good.
Well, how about Freddie Couples shooting one under at 65 years old?
That's incredible. That's the story of the first round to me.
Yeah. He is the second oldest player to shoot under par in any Masters round. 2 years ago, he became the oldest player ever to make the cut at the Masters at 63. So that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. Freddie can still play. He said, man, I can still get today a hell of a round. I'm exhausted. I can play golf. I can play around here. If the weather's like this and not hard, I can. As long as I don't do crazy things, I can shoot 73 or 74 or 75. And that's not embarrassing myself at all. No, that's not embarrassing, Fred. That's awesome. Way to go. Way to go, Fred.
One of the coolest golfers that's ever played.
Ever. Freddie.
Boom, boom, Couples.
He loved sitcoms. He laid on the couch, eat Cheetos, and watch sitcoms.
He is unbothered. He would, in today's day and age, he'd be like, I don't know that he cares about golf. Because he's just like, oh, that's great. Well, I wish Freddie would throw a club and show more emotion. No. That's not his style. He's good. He's under control. Everything's fine.
Yeah.
Your boy John Rahm's not playing well.
No, John Rahm is not playing well. No, Koepka's two over. There's some big names out there. But, that's the first round. You never know where you're going to come from. Never know where you're going to come from.
However, as was mentioned yesterday, over the last 20 years, the winner has come from the top 10 after the first round. So, names like Justin Rose, Charlie Connors, Stephen Scheffler,
Corey Connors,
Lori Oberg,
Ludvig Oberg,
all those guys, Bryson,
Corey Connors, Scottie Scheffler,
Aaron Rye, who you can't stop talking, saying bad things about.
Aaron Rye wears two gloves.
Oh, no, this is round two. Yeah. Harry English.
Well, no, he was at the top.
Jason Day.
Yeah.
Akshay Bhatia.
Right.
Where's my guy? Minwoo Lee. There he is. Tied for 11th. Just right there in striking There I am again. About to pick another winner.
Yep. No. You never know. Right. You never know. But Min Woo could do it.
We were joking about Bubba Watson. He was one under.
Yeah, Bubba can play.
I thought Bubba Watson was cooked.
Why do you think he's cooked?
Because you told me yesterday he was.
Well, no, he's not going to win it, but he's playing, he's still. And by the way, lefties win here. Phil's got three. Mike Weir, Bubba Watson, lefties play well here.
Justin Rose at age 44 shot
this course suits lefties just fine.
Yeah, is Justin the kind of game Justin Rose to hang on to it?
He's a little bit older. I'm not sure that he's got the stamina for four rounds to play like this, but we'll see. I mean, the younger guys, the DeChambeaus and the Schefflers, and they're overpowering the course. I'm not sure Justin is hitting it. And you know, he just played fantastic. He was just fabulous. He was just unbelievable. So I don't know. I don't know if he's got this in him. We'll see. I mean, listen, 7 under, he could shoot even par today, and he'll still be up in the top four.
So I guess the weather was really good yesterday, huh?
Perfect.
Yeah,
and all week long it's supposed to be. There's going to be low scores out there.
So,
but you know what? But the Masters leaderboard. What's going on at Augusta is what I want to know.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on at Augusta? So, at the best leaderboard in the game is not. I mean, who can give you a better leaderboard? Chris Vernon or Jim Nantz?
Chris Vernon.
I mean,
from Grind City Sports, at Memphis.
That's right, Chris Vernon. For those of you who've never seen Chris Vernon, he's wearing sunglasses, a green jacket. He's got all these medals on, and he's got
chains.
Chains, yeah.
And
he's got all of these animals.
Stuffed animals. This has been going on now for like 8 years.
Not stuffed animals, but actually people.
Oh yeah, people costumes. Dressed like furries.
Yeah,
and they're dressed up and they're dancing, and he's got a putter in his hands, and he has what's
starts
the Memphis music
still.
Called, Dell? What's the? It's not Trap. I don't know what the music is, but it's and actually the song is not by a Memphis artist that he uses. But he gives a Masters update, and his producer, it's been going on for like 8 years, and his producer, he only does it I think on day one. And his producer will ad-lib in different things and tell him what the scores are. And it's literally he's asking his producer, well, hey, what's the score? It's in the middle of the round. It's in the afternoon is when they do this. Mm-hmm. And here's Chris Vernon's version of it in 2025.
The 2025 Masters.
Well, Dal, you got to put
this last
two
a
minutes
minute
in.
And
the Masters is the
2 minutes
of spring.
It's 2 minutes in before he starts the actual this update. So... Yeah, he does a really long
sets
intro
it up, yeah.
About how, you know. It,
well, it's getting longer and longer.
Yeah, it is. It's way too long. So that's about 2 minutes
go.
In. He goes, here now
go.
Let's go.
That
beat.
Yes, the 2020-25 Masters. Don't get to win. Pop, 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 pop! Jim Nantz, pimentos and cheese, dogwoods and azaleas. To 2025 Masters, you better duck.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
Justin Rose is 3 under. Joaquin Neiman 2 under.
That's the best update that there is. The best update there is.
I don't know what this means.
What'd he say?
Legs everywhere, but the sun. I don't know. I couldn't understand. When I watched it the first time, I didn't know what he was talking about. Legs everywhere, but the ball don't drag. I don't know.
I don't know what that means.
Oh, here it is. There's Colin Morikawa. No quotes for dopes. If he lose, he ain't talking. If he lose, he ain't talking. All right. If he lose, he ain't talking. It's really a lot of it is visual, too. You have to see it.
Yeah.
It's gotten more and more extravagant every year.
He's got a frog. He's got a dog. He's got a bear. He's got a – I mean, there's all kinds of these animals dressed – you know, people dressed up in animal costumes. Yeah, it's fun. That's the gotta. It's obligatory. You gotta play at least a little bit of Chris Vernon after the first round. All right, we gotta take a break here. There's some other news going on here, draft news, and we'll see what Lance thinks about their spot after a little bit of controversy here. But right now, you woke up this morning and you went, oh my goodness, my hairline is receding. Wow, that looks – that's – oh, my goodness, I'm starting to worry. I'm worrying. One of the things that's bad for you is the worry about your hairline, okay? That makes it worse. It does, okay? The bald spot is growing. Oh, my goodness, I'm worried about it. Now your hair is starting to fall off because you're worrying. Okay, here's the deal. Do it now. Don't wait until it's all out and then go, well, I want to go see Doc Linville now. No, you do it now. You do it now before you've shaved your head already. It's over for you. You're done. Okay, you can't regrow that because it's too much to do. Go to see Doc Linville as it's starting. Get the PRP to stimulate the growth, or he can actually replace. Now, it may not be too late. Let Doc decide. 975hair.com. He's helping more guys. He's one of the biggest. He's one of the best. I think the process is the best. I loved it. Neo-grafting is the best way to go about this thing. Do not get the cutting and pasting. 975hair.com, 975hair.com.
ESPN 97.5.
McGrath Pest Control kills pests so you don't have to. Right now, their vigilance is directed at termites and mosquitoes. It's termite swarming season. These little fellows can cause big problems. Let McGrath bring their wrath to would-be termites around your home, especially if you're buying or selling a home. And when it comes to mosquitoes, their mosquito murdering system keeps your outdoor living space skeeter-free. It's completely safe for you, but not for mosquitoes. Rest in peace. Keep your home pest-free. Get started. McGrathPestControl.com. Tell them you heard it right here.
At Trulux, fresh line-caught seafood and hand-cut prime steaks are available every day. We have stone crab, our amazing carrot cake, and our famous hospitality. We also have a killer happy hour. Half off all cocktails, delicious small bites like our hot and crunchy shrimp, blue crab guacamole, and the best burger in town. So however you'd like to try Trulux, for a quick bite at lunch, a business get-together at the bar after work, or a date night dinner, we'll be honored to have you in.
Are you looking for a vehicle for your business? Look no further than Monument Chevrolet. They're a top-ranking commercial vehicle retailer, ranking 8th in the nation in 2024. With a huge selection of work trucks, vans, and SUVs, Monument Chevrolet has the perfect vehicle for businesses of any size or industry. For over 50 years, Monument Chevrolet has proudly served various industries, including municipal and city programs. Visit them off 225 and Beltway 8 or online at monumentchevrolet.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code BUY to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code BUY for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code BUY for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Hey, Lance Zierlein here. If you have low water pressure, dirty or bad tasting water, call Aqueduct Plumbing Company. They're Houston's premier repiping company. If you have a water heater that's over 10 years old, it may be time to look into a tankless water heater. Go to aqueductplumbingcompany.com. That's aqueductplumbingcompany.com. They are the local plumbing experts, and you can trust that they are going to take care of ESPN 97.5 listeners. Make sure that you keep the name aqueductplumbingcompany.com in your phone and ready for action.
Subscribe to ESPN Houston for free on YouTube. You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Lance, what are you making of the Isaiah Bond stuff?
That he's not
What's the
drafted?
Word on the street of where he, how this is affecting
that he's not
him?
Getting drafted.
He's not getting drafted.
First
he
of all,
he posted a $25,000 bail. He says he's innocent.
Well, tell people what the story is.
Well, so he was accused of. I don't want to say it wrong. What he was accused, sexual assault warrant. He had a sexual assault warrant. He turned himself in into the Frisco Police Department. He says it's completely false. He's in full cooperation with the authorities and will remain a willing and active participant in the investigation.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the kind of thing that NFL. Where was he? Where was he before this?
That's the problem. Like he has borderline first, early second round talent.
Wow.
Most people thought, well, now he was not going to get drafted there. I had slotted him in the third. So here's the problem. Alabama doesn't like him and Texas doesn't like him. So this is coming directly from every team I've talked to. One person told me that he is universally disliked by everyone they came in contact with. Anybody that talked about anybody that had, and this isn't coming from me. This is coming from people in the league, and there's nobody who said had a positive. They all said he's going to fall. Nobody likes him. Nobody likes him. I don't know anything about him. I know he's super talented. I know that I thought that he has Jaylen Waddle-type characteristics and potential talent. I didn't think Texas used him very well. I know he had an ankle issue, but Quinn just really didn't look at him even when he was healthy. But Quinn also might not have looked at him maybe because he didn't like him, you know. Maybe there's some of that too. Maybe he didn't love Isaiah Bond either, and he really liked Matthew Golden. Human interaction is a big deal too. So you have a guy that teams are hearing from two different college teams that he played for that they didn't care for him, and now you have to deal with this. Might as well push him off the board, maybe fifth, sixth, seventh round because of the talent. But I think he's going to fall. Kyron Lacy did not run well. I don't think the LSU wide receiver, who at one point was considered to be a first or second round talent, I don't think he gets drafted
a problem
now.
Too.
Yeah,
he's
I don't
a problem
exactly.
Too.
The juice doesn't work to squeeze, and then you don't work at like if he ran a 4.3, he's getting drafted. He ran like a 4.6, he ain't getting drafted.
He's had an attitude the whole time.
Yep.
He's had an attitude, bro.
Yeah, so
he's a good playmate. I didn't even think he was their best wide receiver. I don't know. Well. His attitude was. Where is he going? What do you think?
I don't think he gets drafted.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
He didn't run well. Like I said, the juice isn't worth. If you got an attitude and you're slow, for what?
Mm-hmm.
Why are they going to draft you? For what? Wow. Like for what? So if he gets drafted, it'll be late. It'll be late day three if he gets drafted. But if you're considered a problem and you don't have a lot of physical ability and explosive traits, they don't mess with you. No one wants problems. Kelvin Sampson already tried to tell you, we don't recruit problems. No one wants problems. Now, if you can really go, we'll deal with your problems.
Those are wide receivers, and wide receivers are problems.
Yeah, wide receivers across the board, and you're a problem coming in, and you can't even run, and you're dealing with driving stuff that may have cost somebody their life. No thanks.
Yeah.
I'm going to mention, so I've got a list of some of the top 30 visits that have been in for the Texans. I'm going to run down, but first let's get this phone call in from Keith.
Hey, guys, big NFL news today. Ravens legend Joe Flacco is back in Cleveland, made a playoff start for the Browns a couple of years ago. Who's going to win that job? Is it Pickett or Flacco? Are they drafting a quarterback? And when does Aaron Rodgers sign with Pittsburgh?
Aaron, what a surprise. Aaron's becoming a diva that's making it hard on a team. What a shock. I guess he really learned his lesson.
Shador visited the Steelers. He said we didn't even mention Aaron Rodgers. I think that might be a possibility if he's around. Maybe the Steelers take Shador. But, yeah, we mentioned Joe Flacco a little bit earlier. I think he changes the entire course of the NFL. Not just kidding. It doesn't matter. He probably – Kenny Pickett or Joe Flacco? Wow. What a choice. What a choice. The Browns have got to do something about the position. They've got to do something.
Don't draft a guy you don't believe in. That doesn't make any sense.
No.
You want to have three more years of average to below – well, not even average. Average to below average? I wouldn't.
Right.
I'd rather wait until next few quarterback drafts are way better drafts.
Yeah, but Deshaun is coming back after this year.
I know, and he said he's like, you know, he's ready to prove people wrong, too.
Right. Yeah. So you got that I'm sorry. You got that solved already because Deshaun's going to prove everybody wrong. So that's on me. I just contradicted myself.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Keith, for the Joe Flacco update. We had that a little bit earlier in the show, Keith. So maybe
who's going to win the job?
All 3 hours.
Pickett.
It'll be flat. Who's going to win the job between Kenny
Pickett
and Joe
Flacco? That's the question he asked.
Pickett.
Oh, my gosh. Like, who's gonna win the job for the Astros in right field? I mean, who cares?
Keith does.
Who's going to win the second base job, Dubon or Rodgers?
Well, actually, we do actually care about that.
Jake or Chaz?
Don't we actually care? Wait, don't we actually care who's in the lineup every day?
Jake or Chaz? Oh, actually, Jake isn't playing badly. Actually, Jake's doing okay. I'm going to go Flacco beats out Kenny Pickett. Okay? He was comeback player of the year.
In 2023.
Just 2 years ago.
And what happened last
year? Comeback player of the year brought him to the playoffs where the Texans exposed him. But you're not going to beat the Texans in the playoffs.
Not at home normally. In the wild card round, you're not.
Not normally.
No, you're not.
Unless you're the Chiefs.
No, you're not.
Or the Colts that one time.
All right, so let me.
Chiefs or Colts, but they're not the Chiefs or the Colts.
That's right.
I promised this a little while back. Let me go through some of these top 30 visits. I don't have all 30 of them. Some of them are going to be a little quiet. Actually, most teams don't take all 30 anyway, so it doesn't matter. Here's who I have. When I look at this, they're looking at top three-round picks. Kyle Williams, probably a second-round wide receiver, maybe third from Washington State, very fast. Steve Smith told me he's as tough. He said he is the way I was and the way I was as a football player. He goes, that's the same way Kyle Williams is. Very, very tough, no-nonsense guy, D'Amico kind of guy. Can really run. Wide receiver. TJ Sanders, defensive tackle. He's going to be a second-round pick. Could be he's not big. He's like 305. Fits their mold, obviously. Matthew Golden was a visit. I don't see him as a serious contender at 25. Think he'll be gone. Josh Connerly, probably first. Could be a second. He's a left tackle who may have to start off playing guard. He hasn't started very long in college, but he is a potential Tex. I had to think about him a little bit at pick number 25. Isaiah Bond going off the board. Elijah Arroyo, tight end, Miami, another second-round pick. You've got Charles Grant, who's an offensive tackle from William & Mary. Super athletic, really fast, really long arms. Needs to get a lot stronger, needs to add more weight on his body. I think he's basically a redshirt player the first year because physically he has to get built up. Could be a zone scheme guard. I think the Texans must be looking at him as a future left tackle, but he's a third-round pick. Alfred Collins, University of Texas, has gained a lot of weight over the process, a lot heavier than he had been. He's in the 330s now. He played at 305 just a couple years ago, and he was quicker and I thought maybe better. He didn't test well at the combine. I thought he might slip into the third, but I've been told he'll still go into second. But big guy, too, so could be a second-rounder. Quinshon Judkins, two running backs. Quinshon Judkins, who's a second, won't be there for the Texans by the end of the second, I don't think. So he's an interesting one. And then Caleb Johnson, who is maybe second, could be third, who's a zone scheme back out of Iowa. So they have two running backs. Both of them are day two picks. Most of these guys I'm giving you are day two picks. Tyler Booker is probably a first-round guard but could fall into the second. I think Tyler Booker might be the leader in the clubhouse. If all the guys are on the board, he is swarm as swarm gets. Tough, physical, and the team leader and badass in the Alabama locker room. This is a guy
Alabama.
That fits. It's Alabama. It's the Power Five. He plays guard. He's big. He's physical. He's tough. He's a leader. Everything that DeMeco wants in his offensive line room is Tyler Booker. Jaden Blue, wide receiver, Texas, probably a third rounder. He's got the Jahmyr Gibbs bump. He's extremely fast. Ran in the 4.2s at his pro day.
You said wide receiver.
You guys have all watched. I'm sorry, running back. But he's a receiving running back. Like, the reason he's getting pushed up is his ability to cause havoc out of the backfield as a pass catcher. Chase Lunt, fourth round offensive tackle, could be a guard. He didn't do anything for me. Savon Ravel, East Carolina, long, fast, playmaking cornerback, could sneak into the first round. Maybe
what?
Second. Yeah, maybe second. Could sneak into the first. Outside shot that he'd be the 25th pick, but I mean, if he did that, then you're moving Kamari Lassiter down to the
Tyler Booker's there, and Savon is there. There's no way they take the East Carolina guy.
No, I don't. Well, I don't think they take corner over offensive line. Olu Oladejo is a kind of a
Dell's
tough
people.
Yeah, a tough guy from your people, Dell.
Why is he my people?
Oladeye?
Those are different names.
Oh, your name is Oladeye?
No, it's not, actually. It's different from my name and different from his name as well. Yeah,
it's a lot alike it. If someone was named Grabato, I would
just
say,
because
my
you
people.
Got your Italian thing when anyone's name who ends with a vowel, that's one of yours. That ain't how all of us operate. Like, Scaramucci, one of my people. That's not how
that's
I think.
Peeps.
I don't think
that's
that way.
Peeps.
Like, I'll take, I'm like, Adebayo, one of my people. Others, I won't, just because. I pick and choose. I'm very selective.
Oh, well, this guy's an Olaleje.
He's not. I'm not an Olaleje. And he isn't either.
Yeah.
And by the way, he isn't either.
Oladejo, and he'll be a maybe late second, probably or third, but he's an edge player. So I don't – that one kind of got me a little bit. Alan Walker, inside linebacker, HBCU. Ran a 4.8940. I can't imagine. He's a PFA. There's no way he gets drafted. And then Gray Zabel. They've had a couple meetings with him. And Gray Zabel is very much in consideration, I think, at 25. He can play center. He can play guard. He's a former tackle. He's a good pass protector. Shorter arms to play. He can't play tackle. But physical, good in pass pro. Had a phenomenal Senior Bowl. So most of these guys, John, look, first, second, fourth, second, third, first, second, third, second. First, second. Like, they're looking at guys. They're bringing in guys. Some teams bring in guys that they just want to curry their favor for, you know, when they become PFAs. They're basically trying to come in and use it as a recruiting process to get the PFAs ready for when they don't get drafted. The Texans are looking at real guys in the first three rounds is what they're looking at in their top 30 visits. They're not doing a lot of recon for, you know, post-draft trying to bring guys in or trying to get medicals on day three players who they didn't have medicals on, who didn't go to the combine. They're looking at a bunch of combine guys. So they're trying to find real guys is what they're using their top 30s for. Different teams use different things.
I want them to get real guys. That's what I want. That's great. That is great. That's a good strategy. Get real guys.
Well, it's your top 30. Are you going to bring guys in, some people will hide their interest so they won't bring a player in top 30. I want to see if the Texans brought in Will Anderson for a top 30 visit. Well, it's interesting because if we look at...
Yeah, they would have because they had the second overall pick. Why wouldn't they bring in...
You just don't bring it. Last year, of their top 30s, you have Javon Bullard. Kalen Bullock was a top 30. And he ended up being drafted by the team. A bunch of running backs got brought in.
Well, how
Jamal
many of
Hill
these guys
was drafted by the Texans.
Well,
and he was a top 30 visit. So they draft. They don't try to hide anything. They have all the positions of need in here. I'm looking at what they did last year, and they're all positions they needed.
You know, we've also seen them draft guys that they didn't even – the guy was shocked because they didn't even talk to him.
The last 2 years, is it?
Yeah, they had a guy – who was it? Maybe it was 3 years ago that he said, yeah, I had no idea.
That happens. Yeah, that happens all the time too.
Yeah, that happens, yeah.
But I'm just saying in general, some teams – like, the Texans aren't afraid to hide stuff.
Will Anderson did visit.
Yeah. They're looking at guys. Yeah. That's interesting. Yeah. They use their top 30.
Well, second overall. You had to bring in Will Anderson. You had the second overall pick. So
who went first that draft was Bryce Young. Now, it was up for grabs. Like, we weren't sure who the first pick was going to be for a little while, but it was kind of between the quarterbacks. So Will Anderson, no one can scoop in front of you if you're a two.
You know,
you're
in a two. We got to go, and Art brings up a good point. Lance does love really packing in information at the end of the segment. I was trying to figure out who you're like.
I do that.
You know, you're like the kid at the end of a class where the professor goes, "Help!" But before we wrap it up, anyone got any questions? And Lance is like, I do.
The person who asks questions in meetings that are about to wrap up.
Yeah, and he keeps us here for an extra 6 minutes.
Hey, everyone, keep your mouth shut. At the end of the meeting, no one asks questions.
Well, that's
and
you.
You're that
you're
guy.
The one asking the questions.
All the time.
Yeah, but we don't really have break times.
Well, kind of we do.
Well,
now
we
it's time for one.
Do. But you know what? And it's time to talk about women now. That's all you do. Oh, this guy and that guy, this guy. What about the women that are out there playing, busting their butt, trying to be the greatest, trying to win a major? That's at the Chevron Championship. Teeing it up for a brighter future. How about Chevron, putting their name on this thing? And, oh, by the way, donating proceeds to Woodlands teachers. Oh, we don't like teachers? Yeah, we love teachers. So let's go. The teachers are the backbone of the community, and they're doing something about it. Some of the proceeds of the charity go into that. It's coming up April 24th through the 27th, all right? Right out there at the Woodlands, the club at Carlton Woods, the Chevron Championship at the Nicholas Course, just beautiful, beautiful facility. I love it. I really do think that the Woodlands are best. That's our best facility, the Fazio and the Nicholas, and they playing it at the Nicholas, and it's proven. I mean, we got a major. We got the first major of the year here, right here, and you can see it right there. Go to thechevronchampionship.com. You can get into the tents behind. They got beautiful tents with all kinds of accommodations, food and drink, and it's just wonderful. Great place to entertain or to bring clients. And also, they got great golf. Great golf. So you're looking for the best way to get your daughter out there and let her see competition at the highest level. You see it too. TheChevronChampionship.com. Okay, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Astros tonight at home against the Angels. Rockets in L.A. against the Lakers. So we got those two games to keep an eye on. I'm not sure the Rockets game is all that important. They're already locked in. It's important to the Lakers because they want to be the 3 seed playing the 6 seed. Right now they would be playing Golden State. I'm not sure they want to play Golden State, but that's neither here nor there for us. Who cares? But that's who the Rockets would play in the second round after they win their first round game. Minnesota's playing pretty well right now. They might play Golden State. I mean, it's crazy. Crazy. They could play the Clippers. I doubt it'd be the Nuggets that they would play, but that's still a possibility. It's crazy right now as we come down to the last two games of the NBA season tonight and Sunday for most every team. So here we go. And the
Wait
Astros
a minute.
Need to.
Do you think the good doctor who just called in wants to hear you talk about basketball?
The good doctor's here?
He just called in. You think he's here to listen to you talk about basketball?
Well, I'm sure the good doctor loves a good basketball.
Never heard him bring up basketball.
Well, let's see if the good
they
doctor.
They peed and raved. They peed and raved. Did you see what happened at Rays Creek?
Well,
say, listen. I don't know if that's the scuttlebutt down there. I don't know what y'all guys are talking about right now. But whatever you're doing, I'm calling radio stations from across the world to make sure, especially anyone, you know, that's south of, I don't count Oklahoma, anything south of that, we're going to make sure that everyone starts calling their senators and the congressmen to get rid of that guy that peed in Rays Creek. This is an absolute outrage. And if you haven't heard about it, which I'm sure you have, you guys got to be watching this Masters. This is going to be the most outrageous Masters what they ever had. A man actually put pee inside of Rays Creek. This is tantamount to terrorism. And I'm absolutely flabbergasted at the absolute unmitigated gall of how foreigners are taking advantage of our country now. This is why the abortions have got to take place. We got to get this guy out of there. Trump needs to fly a plane in there today, and let's get them all out. Justin Rose, too. I don't even nah, he's all right. We'll let Justin Rose stay. But the guy what peed there, what's next? Now we're going to have somebody at Azalea's going to put a duke out in the fairway of Azalea. Is that what we're doing? An amen corner, somebody's putting a duke in. Somebody's going to make some sweet romance on a golden fur on that hole. What are we doing with? I don't understand what's going on now in this country. It's all gone to hell in a handbasket. Hello?
That's the foreigners coming in here, Dr. Cogslaughter. They come in here and they think they can
happen.
Ruin
that's
our country.
I put the wall up. We should have put the wall up. I knew it. Because now they're peeing in Rays Creek.
Mm-hmm. Well,
we need to put a wall up around the Masters is what we need to do. If we put a wall up around the Masters, we're going to keep all of them out.
Well, they do have a wall around the Masters. I don't know if you heard, but they do. You can't
nothing
see
but
anything.
Lucas Glover winning the championship, the title. No more Chafflays and Chefflays. None of that stuff.
No,
it's just going to be regular people who wear regular clothes and eat regular food. I'm tired of all this Micamamo and all this other stuff going on here.
Well, Lucas is 6 over. I'm not sure he's going to be winning the Masters.
Well, not him necessarily, but people like him.
Well, what about a Hiroshi Tai? He's there.
No, nope, next.
Or a Colin Morikawa?
Next.
Well, he's a
like I said, regular food.
How about an Akshay Bhatia?
Nope, next. Most how of about, them, I don't even like the leaderboard. It's a disgrace just to even look at the leaderboard anymore.
Well, Corey
remember
Thomas
when they had persimmon drivers and the leaderboard looked exactly the way it was supposed to? Remember that? Yeah. When the persimmon drivers and you knew you was going to get somebody with some pomade in their hair and a nice, you know, wearing a regular sweater, a regular belt, regular shoes. Who wasn't doing any of this upside-down hat nonsense or peeing in Rays Creek? This is an absolute outrage and a disgrace. This country has absolutely fallen off because we got – if they that's the last thing we had was Rays Creek.
It was the
last untouched vestige of history. This is what? Southern history. I know don't count Texas. Y'all ain't real South. This is real South. Y'all ain't real South. You don't understand how big that is for Rays Creek to get pissed in.
Well, you think he's the Hello? First person? The first person that's ever peed in Rays Creek? This is what you think?
It's absolutely. They need snipers. They need that. What they're going to have to build is guard towers up there with snipers bullets. Just put it just right down there. Snipers. Just taking out anyone that tries to poo or pee or do sexual intercourse stuff on this course. Absolutely not. This isn't Phoenix. What the hell's going on here? See what you've done, Phoenix? You make people think they can do any old thing just because you grow beard and you try to have orgies on your course, people running around jumping in the sand trap. If it was my course, I'd have snipers up there and take them all out.
I just don't know that the punishment fits the crime, but okay.
Oh, it fits the crime, okay. It fits the crime.
this crime ain't never been committed ever. Peeing in Ray's Creek.
Yeah, it was. It was.
I remember when they were good, like Chichi Rodriguez. He was a good one.
He was one of the
he
good ones?
He never peed on nothing. Chichi never peed on nothing. He was a golf hustler. That's fine. I respect that. But Chichi was a good one doing good things. Remember that? He was real funny. He'd make jokes. Yeah. He wore a nice hat and all that. He was respectful.
Right. Right. No. It's almost
Bernhard Langer. He was a good one. Bernhard Langer never caused problems for nobody. Kept his willy in his pants. I like Nick Faldo just fine too. He ain't never hurt. He ain't never touched anyone. Just peed inside of toilets like a regular person. And did you hear that fella said he'd do it again? He said, "Well, yeah, people saw me peeing. I just pulled out my Johnson and just started whizzing all over Ray's Creek. Do it again if I had the chance. If they don't come and get him around the throat with a telephone cord, just strangle him to death, then I don't know what they're doing over there anymore."
Well, that's a...
I'm madder than a monkey on a Sunday. This is crazy to me.
It's a little urine. It blends in. I'm pretty sure it's dissipated now and no one can even
tell. So you want somebody peeing all over your front yard?
No,
is that what you're doing now? You want somebody whizzing all over your kitchen counter?
You're asking the wrong guy because I don't mind where – I'll pee wherever. You're
goodbye.
So man, God, Doc was – he was riled up, Dell. He said Chi-Chi's one of the good ones. He's a good one. Wow.
I caught the back end. I left the control room, and I heard Chi-Chi Rodriguez. I don't know where that came from. But
well, Chi-Chi didn't pee on people.
Because he's one of the good ones?
He's one of the good ones.
One of the good foreigners? One of the good golfers? What
did
he mean?
Bernhard Langer, Chi-Chi, Nick Faldo.
Oh, okay. What about Greg Norman?
Oh, no. I don't think he likes Greg Norman. He kind of broke up the tour. So.
Oh, okay. So but he never peed.
And he's Australian. He'll pee anywhere.
But even Greg Norman's never peed. Where that Spaniard? Is that the guy? Is that where he's from? Spain?
He's a Spaniard, yeah.
Even Greg Norman didn't pee where the Spaniard peed.
No. But, you know, the course is not open to the public. I'm pretty sure that at some point one of the members, you know, it's been just white men for almost ever. I'm pretty sure that at some point one of the members had to pee. They don't have those porta-potties out there in the non-tournaments. So I'm pretty sure somebody's peed in Ray's Creek before.
While you're doing that, something...
Who would pee at the Masters? Don't you... Even you treat it with respect.
Yeah. No.
You're as disrespectful as it gets.
That's
no,
true.
No, I am. And I wouldn't do that. Even I wouldn't do
so,
that.
So, John, you had a rant about the Aggies and the lack of appeal of... What are those guys called? Yell leaders at the football games? So,
yeah.
Aggie baseball, having a disappointing year, but they're on, I believe, but they're on television. They were just on television for something they did last night. One of their guys had a Masters jacket on, a green one, having an interview during the game with the broadcast crew. But he also was shirtless and had the catapult thing that looks like a bra. If you don't know what it is, it looks like a sports bra. So the visual was him in the catapult top, a green Masters jacket on, and his regular baseball pants and spikes, and he had a golf club on. I don't know how it came about. I guess it's just a celebration. You think would the Masters be offended by that particular look? Because it just looks like he's wearing a bra under a Masters jacket.
Well, I'm sure he's not going to get an invite as a patron anytime soon.
Understood.
Yeah. See, but you can do anything you want, but you're not one of us, okay?
As long as you keep that riffraff and nonsense away from the course.
He's a scallywag, and we don't need him around. And did you see, speaking of which, Bucky McMillan, the new A&M basketball coach, he said Texas A&M is a cult, and it's a good thing. It's a good cult. Yeah. I mean, it's a cult in a good way, right?
Let's name the good cults.
Go on. Start.
They said it's almost like a cult in a good way, though. Like, it's like if you're he's not going to last long. Hey, if you're in, you're in. And that's like they're saying, like, howdy, howdy, you're a believer, I'm a believer. Like, we're on the same page, right? We believe in this place.
A believer, a cult, but a good cult in a good way.
But a good cult, the good cult.
He doesn't, they
not
hate
the kind
being
that
called
drinks
a cult.
Kool-Aid.
They hate being called a cult. Well, this guy will not last for
they'll
long.
They'll learn
him. He better win 28 games next year.
He better learn quick.
Because you think that, but a good cult, guys.
But the good cult.
Did he call
not
us the C word?
Is this the first good cult? Where are the other ones? Bucky, name another cult that's
a good cult.
This is the simple way you make sure he doesn't ever do this again. Bucky, name us a good cult. Go on.
The Aggies.
Name another one.
Quentin Nelson.
Name another one.
Quentin Nelson.
What? I said cult, not colt.
Oh, okay.
Cult.
Name another good cult. And if he can't name one, then he
Manning.
Knows. Then he knows he made a mistake.
Cult. Wow.
Dell is saying it like a cult. But it's
cult.
Yeah, I can't think of good cults. Good cults I can think of, but not a cult.
Yeah, that's awful hard.
It is, but it's a cult, but a good one. Weird stuff like that.
Give me another
one. This guy really screwed up
right
off the bat.
If you can't give me another one.
Duvall.
That's a Liam Cohen?
Cult. Yeah, he immediately calls him a cult. I can't think of anything worse. Look, we're behind Texas, and we're a cult, but a good cult. And we don't mind being behind Texas. Okay? We're kind of like their little brother. What? What did this new basketball coach say?
Now?
We're a cult and we're behind Texas? If that guy doesn't get pee in his front yard, I don't know what you Aggies are doing. Go get him.
Set a standard. You can't let him get away with that.
You can't let him get
Besides,
away.
Besides, he's just a basketball coach anyway. It's not that important.
This isn't Jimbo. You're not going to owe him as much money.
Yeah.
It's a good cult.
No such thing.
Not the bad kind.
I mean, that sex cult bordered on being a good cult, except for, all the servitude and forced slavery thing.
It really didn't.
You think about a cult where you get to have sex. Isn't that great? Except for them forcing the women to do it and
well, you mean
the
they only have sex with Keith?
Yeah. Keith Raniere.
You didn't have sex. You mean Keith got all your girls.
Yeah.
Heaven's Gate cult? Is that what that one was?
No,
Wasn't Raheel in a good
like
sex
I don't know what
cult?
What's that?
Wasn't Raheel in a good sex cult?
No, that was the one he was invited to, but really they were just there for his wife. But
Keith
Raniere.
There's two different cults I'm getting mixed up. The Heaven's Gate cult.
And that's a different one.
And then
one.
You have the other cult, which basically, to our point, no good cults.
Yeah, where the actress was doing the recruiting for the sex cult.
You have Jim Jones.
Yeah, keep going.
Then you have the one where they burned each other.
If
where they
Kool-Aid's
all
involved,
got
it's a bad one.
Burned up by the government running in on Waco. There's another cult.
That wasn't a great one. That's not a
there,
great
one. That is the point. There are no great ones.
Yeah. All right. You know what's great? Employee pricing. Because you get what the employees get. That's what's happening right now at Chastain Ford. No dealer add-ons, no markups ever. You know, Ford is doing this, and Chastain is passing it along to its people. But here's the deal: is the other Ford dealerships? I'm not sure are doing it. First of all, but what they're doing after they give you employee pricing is they want to add on. Okay, let's put the nitrogen in the tires. Let's tint the windows. Let's get the leather seats. Let's get the sunroof. And you're like, wow, what happened to that employee pricing? It's all gone. Well, no BS at Chastain Ford. They ain't doing that. They ain't adding on. They're not. No. What they tell you the price is, that's the price. No markups, no hidden fees, just honest pricing on America's best-selling trucks. ChastainFord.com. It's on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead. You want employee pricing. You know what? Employees get the best deal. If you work there, you deserve it, right? You get the best deal. It's like if you work at a burger place, I get to eat for half price. Or they let me eat for free. Well, they ain't giving you these trucks at Chastain Ford, but they're going to give you the price that the employees pay for it, and that's awesome. ChastainFord.com. You're looking for a great way to get into that Ford SUV or truck right now. ChastainFord.com on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, 5 minutes from downtown Chastain Ford.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.